don't want to necessarily get involved with Great Auntie Mabel again and some of those family arguments.
That's Francis Chook there from ABTA, the British Association of British Travel Agents. They're talking about how we're all apparently popping abroad. Mm. Doug was saying earlier, though, you don't want to go abroad. You want to stay in a good old Blighty, don't you?
I've never voluntarily spent Christmas away from home. I had to when I was doing my army service, but that's the only time I've ever spent Christmas away from Britain, and I see no reason to do so, really. I understand people who do want to go abroad. But I've always enjoyed it here, you know, with the old Christmas cards and the Christmas dinner and the family and everything in good old Blighty.
And of course it's going to be a particularly strange Christmas this year because it'll be your last day of broadcasting tomorrow.
Well, indeed.
Official last day.
Yes.
I'm sure you'll be back, though.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Certainly my last news programme for LBC ever. You know, they have the best Christmas album ever.
Ever.
In the world. And that's certain. I've said to them, I don't want to go on. So that's the last one. But it won't have sunk in by Christmas, really, because it's just like a bit of a Christmas holiday.
Yes.
But in the new year,
yes,
I might be kicking my heels and thinking, gosh, what am I going to do?
Just think of those lay-ins, though.
Yeah, I'm not a great liar in bed, actually. I like to try and get up and do things in the morning. And both my missus and I are reasonable in the morning. We're not grouches.
No.
I don't know what you're like early in the morning. But it hasn't really sunk in yet, and I don't think it'll sink in until New Year and everybody goes back to work.
Yeah.
And I think, what I'm going to do.
We all have to retire sometimes, Doug.
Absolutely.
Everybody has to retire,
absolutely,
don't they?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. And have it a marvellous run.
Oh, yeah. We shall miss you. I shall miss you terribly. Don't start me off. 11:51 is the time. Let's get an update now on the traffic and travel with Natalie.
Yeah, Douglas, it's not going to be the same without you. Not at all. So we will miss you.
Well, I'll take that as a compliment.
Yes. Oh, we'll do. We will miss you. It's not going to be the same. Anyway, I'm going to get emotional as well. I'm going to start on the roads. Got some heavy rain, which is really causing some dangerous driving conditions, actually, across town. Especially affecting, we are being told, the M25. Quite heavy rain along that northwestern patch that goes from Junction 18 at Chorleywood in toward Junction 19 at the Watford turnoff. So do slow your speeds down, especially if you're heading round for a spot of shopping. At the Harlequin Centre in Watford, of course, the Watford one-way system, very busy, as you would expect for a Saturday. Anti-clockwise, we've got queues going round from 21 at the M1 in toward Junction 19, and also quite slow moving as well, anti-clockwise, as you approach Junction 14 at the Heathrow Airport turn-off. A501 along the Pentonville Road stretch going westbound. We've got those queues still from Angel out toward Euston. 15-minute delays to watch out for there. And the Streatham High Road still blocked all these hours later on the northbound side at Pendennis Road, with that broken down bus. Buses in the area still reporting an extra 50 minutes onto journey time, so very, very busy. Great Russell Street in the centre of town, that's closed between Tottenham Court Road and Gower Street whilst a crane operates. On the tubes, we've got delays on the District Line and South Eastern, suspending their service still between Sevenoaks and Orpington and between Grove Park and Bromley North with a broken down train. LBC News, 11:52. More travel in 10 minutes at 12:01.
Travel with eShore.com, where safe drivers and safe homeowners save money.
Right, let's have a look at the afternoon ahead. Not terribly promising. Some heavy outbreaks of rain. 10 Celsius, the top temperature in central London. At the moment, in Elephant and Castle, it's 9. Tonight, the rain should clear to leave much of the night dry with some clear spells, but some more rain expected by dawn. Lows in central London, 5. In the suburbs, 4. Tomorrow, very cold, but bright and windy in that northwesterly wind, a high of 6 degrees. Counting down to Christmas, Monday, cold and bright with some sunshine, winds easing. Tuesday, bright, rather cold and windy. Christmas Eve, dry with some hazy sunshine. And the big day, mild and largely dry on Thursday, but cloudy in most places.
LBC News, 11:52. London's Sport Update, every 30 minutes.
11:53, here's Mike Bovell.
With 2 days' play remaining, Sri Lanka's first innings lead over England now stands at 298 in the deciding test in Colombo. They have finished day three on 563 for 5, having lost only 3 wickets all day long. Mahela Jayawardene and Tilan Samarawira both made centuries. Hassan Tillakaratne, the other man out for a mere 12. But Sri Lanka doing very well indeed. England facing another long day in the field tomorrow, and they will have to bat out to save the test match once again. But they should be used to that by now, having done it in the first two test matches. Now, Arsenal and Chelsea will be looking to move away from Manchester United at the top of the Premiership this afternoon. Leaders Arsenal will want to increase that lead. Chelsea will want to move above United and hope that they don't suffer a third straight defeat. United are in action against Tottenham tomorrow. Chelsea travel to West London neighbours Fulham this afternoon, and Arsenal play Bolton at the Reebok Stadium. Ashley Cole is suspended, so Arsenal manager Arsene Wenger could bring in young defender Gael Clichy for a start. Wanderers beat Chelsea last week, making Wenger wary of the boys from the Reebok.
It's a team with a lot of experience, and players who play for 3-4 years now in the Premier League, and of course they have as well that extra little special quality. You can win them a game with Djorkaeff, with Okocha. That's why they are dangerous.
Charlton hosts Newcastle at the Valley. Despite a few defensive problems with Woodgate and Bramble out, Newcastle boss Sir Bobby Robson reckons his side can get a result on their London away day.
With Charlton, Leicester, Blackburn to come in the next three matches, you know, we respect everybody, but we should pick up some points, you know, really, basically, if we hit our best form. But we'll only do that if we hit our best potential.
Blackburn take on Aston Villa, fresh from their midweek win over Chelsea. Everton play Leicester, and Wolves welcome Liverpool to Molineux. Moving into the nationwide leagues, Crystal Palace go into tonight's game against Reading, knowing that Ian Dowie will be named as their new manager. Former Palace player resigned from his job at Oldham yesterday before confirming he would be Steve Kemba's permanent replacement. West Ham are looking for their first back-to-back win since early October at Walsall this afternoon in the First Division. The Hammers are without captain Christian Daly, though he has pleurisy. Kevin Muscat starts a two-game ban for Millwall as they travel to Cardiff City. That game kicks off in just over half an hour's time, and Watford will be without injured striker Danny Webber for their visit for the visit of Stoke to Vicarage Road. In Division 2, QPR, the leaders, visit Oldham, who've lost their manager Ian Dowie to Crystal Palace. Brentford play host to Swindon, and Leighton Orient take on Bury in the third. And England's World Cup winning coach Clive Woodward admits he's been approached about leading the British Lions tour to New Zealand in 2005. Woodward says he has been asked by Lions chairman Bill Beaumont, although he stresses he's not been offered the job. It's back to the day job for Woodward and the England team today when they play New Zealand Barbarians at Twickenham this afternoon. Woodward has told LBC News 11:52 he's not worried about resting some of his star names.
I didn't want to play, you know, Lawrence Dallaglio, Bakke, Will Greenwood. They've all had a fantastic World Cup. And to me, I want to use the game. I want to use the game to move the team forward. This wasn't, to me, you know, a waste of a weekend where it's a celebration. I don't actually like celebration games. You know, I want to get something out of this.
LBC News at 11:52. More sport with my boss, John Cushing, in half an hour's time.
Right, we'll finish in a few minutes, but a nice couple of stories to go out on. An Oxfordshire family could break a world record tonight. 24 of the Hurst family are appearing in Puss in Boots in Henley, and they're hoping to become the family with the greatest number of members performing on stage together. The ages range from 12 months to 63 years. Grandad Mike Hurst says it's a very tough record to beat.
The record has stood for 97 years. It was 1906, and it was held by a very, very famous family at the time, show business family. Ellen Terry, her name was. And she was one of the great 19th century music hall stars.
And it's the Battle of the Sexes in tonight's Pop Idol final. The public will have to choose between Scots lass Michelle McManus and cheeky chappy Mark Rhodes from Wolverhampton.
Well, it'd be lovely to see Michelle win. I'd love to see her win, not only because she's Scottish, but I think she's got a magnificent voice.
Yeah, but there's going to be the argument over her body, isn't there?
Well, it never stopped Mama Cass, did it?
True, very true. There has been some excellent big ladies who sing.
Never stopped Ella Fitzgerald.
It would
there
be nice
some
that
big, big women who've been magnificent singers.
Yeah, true. It'd be nice that the person with talent wins, let's put it that way.
And I reckon Michelle's got more talent than Mark. So we shall see. We shall see. Now, our editor has been Will Inglis. Kim and I will be back. I'll be back for the last time tomorrow, between 8 a.m. and 12. So if you don't tune in tomorrow, you'll miss me forever. Wipe that smile off your face, madam. Tony O'Rourke, coming your way from 12 o'clock, but from Kim and myself, a very good morning.
When the first great rock musicians crafted their hits, they changed the face of popular music. These bands broke all previous sales records.